USA Radio News.
Today outside the White House, the president stood and took questions from the press for, gosh, almost an hour. Now, what we heard from the president was he reacted to the IG report that came out yesterday, and the president was also again asked about his firing of former FBI director James Comey.
It was criminal. What he did was a terrible thing to the people. What he did was so bad in terms of our Constitution, in terms of the well-being of our country. What he did was horrible. Should he be locked up? Let somebody make a determination. Look at all the dishonest things that crooked Hillary did. Look at what's gone on.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and one Kansas City, Kansas sheriff's deputy was killed and another is in critical condition after a shooting near a courthouse today. The incident occurred while two Wyandotte County sheriff's deputies were both overcome by an inmate that was being transferred from the jail to the courthouse. The inmate was shot and is also in critical condition. This is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into camp that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
It's a case of lawyer versus lawyer, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
President Trump's longtime lawyer is now seeking a restraining order against another lawyer, the attorney for the porn star who claimed she had an affair with Donald Trump back in 2006. Michael Cohen wants lawyer Michael Avenatti to stop talking to the media, claiming it's likely to deprive him of the right to a fair trial. Avenatti is the attorney for Stormy Daniels. Cohen paid Daniels $130,000 to stop talking about her alleged affair with Mr. Trump, which he and the administration have long denied. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Apple is expected to release three new iPhone models in September, with one of them being the lower-cost LCD screen, in part to keep costs down. Now, that is relative, according to Apple's terms, as you can still expect to pay between $500 and $600 for that iPhone. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Earlier today, President Trump stood outside the White House and fielded questions from reporters and did an interview for Fox and Friends. This seemed to go on for pretty much close to an hour. Let's play a portion to some of that interview from President Trump and what he said to reporters.
Well, they're predicting, you know, the Atlanta Fed predicted 4.8%. I think, you know, it's a lot. Don't forget, when I got elected, I took this thing over. It was 1.2. And each point is $3 trillion and 10 million jobs. You know, a point, people will sit home, oh, it's a point, what difference does it make? Well, it was 1.2. And it was going down. You probably saw this morning I put out. They would have raised your taxes instead of cut your taxes, and they were going to put on more regulations. The last thing we need is regulations. I actually think my regulation cutting had more of an impact on the economy than the tax cuts. And by the way, you need regulation. I want the cleanest water in the world. I want the cleanest air in the world. I want that air to be so perfect. And our air now is better than it was 2 years ago, with all of the talk and all of the nonsense. Clean, crystal clean water, clean air, but I also want our companies to be competitive so they can go around the world and compete. And we were shutting down companies over the environment, and they weren't doing anything wrong.
President Trump was also asked which of the EPA regulations is he getting rid of.
Only rules that don't mean anything or rules that are duplicative. You know, rules where you have... Well, not only that. I mean, some of them you have nine different times you have to get the same thing approved by different agencies.
Right. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.